ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 89, text 48 and 49.
Tatrashva shaibhya sugriva mega pushpa balahakaha tamasi brishtagatayo बभूवूर भरतर्षभः तत्राशवः शैब्यसुग्रीवा मेघपुष्पबलाहकाः तमसि भ्रष्टागतयो बभूवूर भरतर्षभः तत्राश्वशैब्यसुग्रीवा मेघपुष्पबलाहकाः तमसि भ्रष्टागतयो बभूवूर भरतर्षभः।
Word-to-word translation. Actually, there is a verse number 49. Tan drishtava Bhagavan Krishno Mahayogeshwaraha Sahasraditya Sankasham Svachakram Prahinot Puraha. Word-to-word translation. Tatra, at that place, Ashvaha, the horses, Shaibya Sugriva Megha Pushpaha Balakah, named Shaibya Sugriva Megha Pushpa and Balahaka. Tamasi, in the darkness, Vrishta, having lost, Gatayaha, their way, Babuvuhu, became Bharatrishrabha, O best of the Bharatas, Tan, them, Drishtva, seeing, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Krishnaha, Krishna, Maha, Supreme, Yoga Ishvaraha, of masters of Yoga, Ishvaraha, the master, Sahasra, a thousand, Aditya,
sons. Sankasham, comparable to. Swa, his personal. Chakram, disc weapon. Prahinot, sent. Puraha, in front. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In that darkness, the chariots, horses, Shaibya, Sugriva, Megha, Pushpa, and Balahaka lost their way. Seeing them in this condition, O best of the Bharatas, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Master of all masters of yoga, sent his Sudarshan disc before the chariot. That disc shone like thousands of suns. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the following insight into this verse. Lord Krishna's horses had descended from Vaikuntha to participate in his earthly pastimes. Since the Lord himself was pretending to be a finite human being, his steeds now acted confused to enhance the drama of the situation for all who would one day hear this pastime. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanja Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. One time one sannyasi was giving a class. And in his class, he said that when he joined the Hare Krishna movement, he had not informed his parents, so he left them. And he was staying very far away. So he used to write letters, and in the letter he would sign, "Your humble servant." So his parents were Americans, and when they found that letter, they were very, very disturbed. They said, "We did not give you so much of education and training that you become a servant. What is this? It seems you have a problem with low esteem." So then he wrote the next letter and said, "Sorry, I made a mistake. Actually, it is not your humble servant. It is the servant of your servant of your servant." Of course, his parents just cried. But later on they understood what he meant. So
I'm very happy to give the class here because I've been told to, I heard some of the devotees who came to Kolhapur some days back, such nice Bhagavad Katha speaking, and I like to hear then give a class. Today we are discussing from this pastime where Lord Krishna is performing a very wonderful leela. I was thinking, what would be the best thing that I can speak? Something which inspired me in the last few class. I would like to share some points from the other devotees. And maybe that would be the best justice to this class. So the story goes behind where a Brahmin in Dwarka, his babies die and they disappear, very unhappy. And then he goes and criticizes Ugrasen Maharaj and nobody says anything. And Arjuna becomes very angry and he responds. So the point which was made in last few, actually His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave this class, and the initial part of the class he said this few things which I really liked. The first point which I liked was, Krishna becomes more unhappy, he becomes very unhappy when his devotee is blasphemed than Krishna himself being blasphemed. So, if we blaspheme Krishna, he is unhappy. But if we blaspheme his devotee, he is really, really unhappy. Oh, that hurts him so much. Love me, love my dog. We may also have experience. You say something, give corrections, then people become unhappy. But if you say something to their children, then they become defensive. No, 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 it's not like that. Actually, it's like this. I have joined this Hare Krishna movement and many people are critical. Even my parents. Now, not now, but earlier. But if anyone says anything against me to them, how is it that your son has become Arya? They become very unhappy, very angry towards them. It is natural. Krishna is a loving father and he may become unhappy if his children are offended. One pastime like that is Shishupal is born to offend Krishna, keeps on blaspheming Krishna all his life. And Krishna says, no problem. His mother requests Krishna, please forgive my child. Okay, 100 offenses forgiven. Beyond 100, no tolerance. So throughout his life, he keeps a count. Just before he comes close to 100, he stops. Until that time, he can blaspheme. Can you imagine a neighbor, somebody like that, close to you, and you promise him, 100 offenses, no problem. Every morning comes out, blasphemes, 99, stop, goes back. How long can you tolerate? But Krishna is so tolerant, he has no problem. But then when he goes disturbing the Rajasuya Yajna, then Krishna becomes very angry. One time I heard this story. A devotee, he tells God that, God, you say that you are the best friend and you give us whatever we want. Is it true? God says, yes, I'm your best well-wisher, I'm your friend, I'll give you whatever you want. So he says, okay, then give me your post as God. So God says, okay, but can you handle it? Yeah, I'll handle it. I want to be God. God says, okay, good for me, I can go for a holiday. And God says, I am available if you need me. So then this person becomes God. And then He's just answering mails of all the requests. I want this, I want that, I want this. And then there are more than people praising, and then so many people praying. But there is a big, huge list of mails of people criticizing and blaspheming. And when God, he calls God and says, please come back and take your post. God says, why? He says, it's really depressing. So many people all over just complaining and criticizing. That's the maximum. And very little praise and prayer. Another time, a person who has a habit of eating, before he eats, he would like to feed a devotee. So he always finds some devotee, gives him prasad, and then he would take his prasad. One day, it so happens he is not able to find anyone, any devotee. So he's searching. And then at last, he finds somebody walking on the streets. And he calls him, please come to my house for prasad. Feeds him nice prasad. He's fanning him, gives him water. And after the prasadam, he thinks of sitting and chatting with him. And he says, this man says, thank you so much. You gave me, you served me so nicely. I'm so happy. And this person says, it is all because of God. God has provided so much. I'm simply sharing what God has given me. And this person becomes, what? God? God has not given this. This is because of our hard work. If we would not work, how would all these things come? So there is nothing like God. Okay, you understand that? So this man becomes, this devotee becomes very angry. He says, just get out of my house. I thought you were a devotee. And this devotee is so sad. He does not take his prasad that day. Goes to sleep. And God appears in his dream. And he says, son, what happened? Why are you so sad? He said, I'm so sad that today I fed an atheist, a non-believer in God. I didn't know he was an atheist. And so I'm very, very unhappy. And then God says, oh really? Can you imagine? I'm feeding lakhs and millions of atheists every day. And they take from me, they eat, and they blaspheme me. So how unhappy I should feel. So like that, Krishna is unhappy when people criticize him, they blaspheme him, but he is most unhappy when his devotees are blasphemed. And the Pandavas, they were blasphemed, criticized, and it is said because Draupadi's kachcha, her bunch of hair, was pulled by the Kauravas, they were destroyed by Krishna systematically because they were hurt. So, Gata Yesvasato Rajanaha Kachya Sparsha Kashta Shata Ayushaha. Their Ayusha, their lifespan became short. Then the next point is, because of this reason, Krishna, because he loves his devotees more than himself, Lord Chaitanya, he prayed and he emphasized this particular verse. Na ham vipro, na cha narpati, na pi vaishyo, na shrudro, na ham varni, na cha grahapati, na vanosto yatirva, kintu prodhyanikila paramananda, gopi partur, padakamaliur, das, das, dasano das. He emphasized because, and then Vrindavan Das Thakur is quoted. He declares the highest title one can ever hope for, ever pray for in this entire universal creation is the title Das, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. I'm speaking this so that I can remind myself, because as Vrindavan Das Thakur says, this is the highest aspiration in life one can ever have. And it's not easy, because anybody who aspires for something like that is surely bound to go back to Godhead. So becoming a servant is very difficult. The reason why a person comes to the material world is because he wants to become the master. And he can go back to the spiritual world only by the desire of becoming a servant. So, Krishna, you see in his life, himself, he shows how he is always trying to become the servant of his devotees in his own action. Krishna becomes Arjuna's driver. So many times, there's a nice shloka which says, Sarthaya Parshadaha. What are the things Krishna became for his devotees, the Pandavas? He became a Sarthaya, a Sarthi. Parshada. He became in the Rajasuya Yagya, he also became the most worshipable person, the president over there. Svena Sakya. He became a friend to the Pandavas. And Dautya, he became a messenger. Then Virasana Gamanam, he became a watchman. Stavana, he offered prayers to the seniors of the Yadu dynasty and the Pandavas. And Pranama, he offers obeisances. So Krishna, he becomes a watchman for his devotee, he becomes a driver for his devotee, he's serving in so many different ways. If we are devoted to somebody, we cannot imagine somebody doing so many things simply because we are devoted to that person. Is there a single person like that who is working for a boss and the boss says, okay, in the office you are working for me, but tonight I am coming to your house to be your watchman? Never going to happen. So Krishna, as soon as he is introduced in the Bhagavad Gita, he is introduced by this shloka as the driver of Arjuna. Krishna is the hero of the Bhagavad Gita. He is the Nayaka. But the first time when Krishna is introduced, Tatha Shweter Hayer Yukte Mahati Syandhane Sito Madhava Pandavas Chaiva Divyo Shankho Pradadmato. Madhav and Pandav, they both come and Krishna is driving the horse of Arjuna. He is introducing himself as the servant of his Krishna, and he is very happy that he is being called as the Partha Sarthi. He likes his names to be connected to his. Not only that, there are many times when Krishna drove horse for chariot for Arjuna. One time Krishna and Arjuna, they had their bhojan and they went for a walk. This is when Arjuna was staying at Khandava Prast. And while they were taking a walk, they sat on a very nice ivory chair over there. And suddenly a Brahmin came, who was very tall and yellow in color. So Krishna Arjuna asked him, who are you? He said, I'm Agnidev and I'm having some indigestion. And Brahmaji has ordered me to eat this Khandavaprastha forest, which has many herbs. But whenever I try to eat, Indra showers a lot of rains and I'm not able to eat. So then Arjuna says, how can I help? Can you just stop Indra from doing that? But if I stop Indra, there will be a war. And I don't have my Gandiva, I don't have my chariot, I don't have my bow and my arrow. And Agnidev gives him his own very special chariot. And then he gives him bow and arrow. And just after lunch, Arjuna and Krishna decide for a war. And here in this war, Krishna becomes a charioteer for Arjuna and they challenge the devatas. And Arjuna defeats Indra and all the devatas, and that is the time when Indra invites Arjuna to the heavenly planets to come and stay with him. Here again we see Krishna driving the chariot, and in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was driving Arjuna's chariot And he was becoming the servant of the servant by trying to serve even the horses of Krishna. Because a charioteer, he has to maintain. So he would massage the horses, he would give them water, he would give them food to eat. This concept of becoming the servant of the servant is a practice in everything we do in our life. It's not that it's just only in our particular service where we are doing, but everything that we do, even as one sannyasi was mentioning that if you blaspheme an advanced devotee, you are in problem. If you try to criticize a neophyte devotee, you are going to be in problem. Even if you give trouble to people who are not devotees, karmis, then also Krishna is going to be unhappy. So the concept of being a servant of the servant is applicable everywhere. Not only that, in the premises of a temple or in the association of devotees. The next point is, the title Das is higher than being a king, a prime minister, a president, a CEO, PhD, quadruple PhD, Olympic gold medalist, world champion. It is such a high post. Because that is the truth. Every living entity is Jivera Swarupair Krishnera Nitya Das. By nature, all of us are servants. So no matter whatever we do, that is, and then again Vrindavan Das Thakur is quoted, the most valuable truth is to live in the spirit of servant of Lord. To value any other position is illusion. And the example is given that zero is nothing. During our life we collect so many titles. Man is made of desires and he wants titles. By education, by name, fame, whatever. So they are all considered as zeros. But one means utilizing all our abilities, our wealth, our knowledge, our influence in the service of Lord. That one is Das. So we may have so many things in our life, but if we don't utilize that in the service of Lord, then it is all zeros. We have to be careful when we say this outside. But that's a fact. I like to mention about this very famous singer called as George Harrison. He was singing with the group Beatles. And as teenagers, they were extremely rich and famous. Billionaires. Sometimes in the Gita course, I show the video of Beatles coming on the airport. That is a nice video. And the reporters have done a shooting a day before they are going to arrive. And there are lakhs of people just coming and sleeping outside the airport. Just to take one darshan of the Beatles. And there are so many girls and they have barricades and these girls are climbing over the barricades and breaking it. I mean, this is like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said how when devotees come to know that Mahaprabhu has come, they go running and they forget their material bodies practically. And they climb over trees and some don't know how to swim, so they start swimming and thousands of people enter one boat and the boat breaks down and still they are able to swim across, something like that. All these people, they're just gathering. It's worth saying. And they're fainting and they're shouting when the beaters come out of the plane. And the police, there are ambulances everywhere just to take those who faint. So, George Harrison, he became a devotee. And he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I would like to join full time and give up what I know. And Srila Prabhupada said, no need. You just sing for Krishna. Now you can imagine, at that time, George Harrison was at his peak. And it is a misconception that people, when they say that, if we do everything for Krishna, we may not make it big in life. It's a misconception actually. We can see from the life of George Harrison. And he decided, okay. He was very brave. And he wanted to sing for Krishna. So from that day onwards, he wrote songs for Krishna. And then his first album was supposed to be released, All Things Must Pass. And the hit song in that was My Sweet Lord. So it did release, and it was the top of the charts all over the world. And in that, he also sang the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at the end, along with Hallelujah. So, our knowledge, our wealth, our intelligence, anything that we have, if we are using it in service of Krishna, then it has some value. And that value is the dasatva, being the servant of the servant. But it's very difficult, because when I say, Krishna, you are standing here, I want to be a das. So I say, well, das, okay, then das means, do dasatva. Dasatva means seva. Seva means, Krishna, I will serve you personally. But then there are so many devotees already serving personally, so there is no place. So then, Krishna, what do? I have to assist your devotees. And when we go to assist Krishna's devotees, then our ego creates so much of problem. And then the process of purification takes place. And then we realize how much we are in the mood of dasatva. Because there we try to fight to become the Swami. So then, if one can go through that fire of purification, then he can become purified to be situated in the service of Krishna. To serve means to serve with love. That is the point that was made. And not with frustration. Yesterday I was having a talk with a devotee, and he was saying that when we serve, there are so many problems. We don't like some things that we want to do, but we have to do. And there are 6 steps of surrender, which is mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a series of songs. Very beautiful. I would like to read that. The first is humility. Therefore, to serve, we need to be humble. Dainya. The second is dedication of self. Atmanivedan. The third is goptritve varna, means acceptance of Lord as soul maintainer. And next is avashya rakshibe Krishna, vishwasa palan, faith that Krishna will protect me. Fifth is bhakti pratikula bhava, raja angikara, acceptance, renunciation of things which are unfavorable to our practice of pure devotional service. And the last is svikar, acceptance of activities which are favorable to devotional service. In these 6 principles of surrender, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a number of songs. And in the introductory songs, he says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori So Parshad Sviya Dhamasaha Avatari. I'll just read the translation of some of these songs. It says, Sri Chaitanya, Chaitanya Prabhu descended from the eternal spiritual world along with his personal associates and divine abode, incarnating in his temporary material world out of compassion for the fallen soul. In order to freely distribute the gift of ecstatic love of God, which is very difficult to obtain, he taught the path of Sharanagati. Bhagwan ka shuddha prem milna bahut kathin hai. But to give that, one has to follow Sharanagati. Devotional surrender to the Supreme Lord. This Sharanagati is a very life of true devotees. And they are six in number. Sri Nanda Kumar, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by the sixfold practice of surrender. Anybody who practices, who takes shelter of Krishna by this practice of sixfold surrender, these principles, then he will attain Krishna. Krishna will hear him. Otherwise, as Jesus Christ said, either be cold or be hot. If you are lukewarm, I spit you out. We may practice bhakti just because hum aa gaye. Ab kya hai? Oh, it will happen automatically. Because I am in association of devotees, everything will happen on auto mode. No. Srila Prabhupada said, my fear is that my devotees are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. My fear is that we should be taking it seriously. We have to study how one can surrender to Krishna. Bhakti Vinod prostrated himself at the feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, places a straw between his teeth and claps the lotus feet with his hand. Weeping and weeping, he tells them, I am certainly the lowest of men, or please make the worthiest by teaching me the way of Sharanagati. Please teach me Sharanagati. How can I become a Das? How can I surrender to Krishna? How can I surrender? And he says the first principle is humility. And there are many songs in that for humility. There is Bhuliya Tomare, Samsare Achya. We know that song. And then there is another one. The fourth one in this series is Amara Jivana, Sada Pape Rata. Nahi ko punyera lesha. This is a very nice song. My life is ever given to sin. This is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is thinking. In general society outside, people think, oh, something is happening wrong. What's the problem? That's how life is. If you tell people, you know, you have to take life seriously, you're going to die. But that's natural, okay? Oh, really? When you're going to die, are you going to be afraid? One time, some people were told Prabhupada that they have a game where they do wrestling with pigs. And Prabhupada said, they'll become pigs in next life. Or another time, someone said, you'll become a dog. And this person said, well, dog is nothing bad. It's not bad to be dog. So similarly, we may sometimes feel, living a lukewarm life is not a problem. It's not a problem. Just, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my life is ever given to sin. In it there is not a particle of good. I have caused others great anxiety and I have troubled all souls. How can one become... How does one, when one realizes that he is wrong, you know, it's so easy to see mistakes in others, but one step in progress is to see one's own mistakes. Wow, today I realized whatever I used to tell others, that was my problem. It took me so much time to realize that was my problem, actually. We see the whole world as our reflection. He says, for the sake of my own enjoyment, I have never hesitated to perform sinful acts. Devoid of all compassion, I am concerned only with my selfish interest. Perpetually speaking lies, I become dejected upon seeing others happy. Whereas, the misery of others is a source of great delight for me. Isn't these anarthas so many times coming up in our heart again and again? Become envious of seeing others becoming, progressing. We want to fight for post and position because we feel that is the main thing. We tell lies for so many things just to protect our ego. And we think that, well, I can do that in Krishna consciousness. I'm not doing any sin. There are limitless material desires within the core of my heart. I am wrathful, fond of exhibiting arrogance, intoxicated by vanity and bewildered by worldly affairs. I wear the cherished ornaments of envy and egotism. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing these thoughts which we can take inspiration and become humble. That's the first step, realizing that I have a problem. And every individual has to take care of himself. My senior has a problem. He's like this, 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 this. My junior has a problem. He's like this, this, this. My friends have a problem. He's like this, this, this. Okay, everybody has a problem. What about you? So if we can find out and make a list, what is my problem, then we have really made progress. Wow. And then, when we do that, we don't see others' problems. They seem to be very small. Okay. Nobody has a problem. I have a problem. I have a problem. So that's progress. I can give examples, so many examples from my life. One time a devotee was making Govardhan in the temple. There was Govardhan festival on that day and they were putting mud and they were so enthusiastic. These were younger devotees. And they just thought about making a Govardhan like this and they planned and they made this chalk drawing and they brought all these materials, POP and so many things they brought. And I like Govardhan festival and I have done festivals here in the temple for the last 15 years. And then outside when I do programs, I had a big Govardhan festival where I made like a huge Govardhan with the, you know, devotees under my instruction. You know, do like this, 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 this. And when I come for this program and I see all these younger devotees making Govardhan, and I just suddenly become angry with them. What are you doing? You know how to make Govardhan? The poor fellows are like shocked. Prabhuji is going to tell us. Prabhuji, yeah, we are making Govardhan. Did you ask anybody? The problem was they did not ask me. So my ego was thinking, come on, I am the authority on Govardhan. You should ask me first. And then all of a sudden, because of my senior's blessings, it clicked to me. What am I doing? My ego is overtaking me. And then I just cooled down. I said, tell me your plan. And then they just very fearful, they're telling. And then I just put, and I had a very important work that time. I had to chant my rounds. I kept everything aside. I said, can I help you in making a Govardhan? And they had very little manpower. So they were very happy. Oh, really? You're going to help us? And then we made the whole Govardhan. And believe me, it was the best Govardhan I ever saw. They made a huge Govardhan lengthwise. And they made all the kunds and temples which are in the Parikrama Marg. It was so beautiful. And at that day on the Govardhan festival, I went and I prayed to Krishna. Krishna, I know I have a problem. It just comes up. But I pray to you that help me to be alert in recognizing when my problem is there. So that I don't offend the devotees. Just give me that, you know, when we have these smoke alarms, As soon as some smoke goes up, ging, 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 ging. So Krishna, please give me some alarm, like you gave me today. And fortunately, I did not offend these devotees much, and then I went to serve, so they were pacified, they were happy. Can you imagine if we just calculate so many times we do this in our daily life? I've seen in dramas, devotees can get wild and offend each other like anything. Drama practices. So many things. Any service. Any service. Just my way or highway. So like that, actually, each song, we can keep on discussing Atmanivedan with an example. We can discuss accepting Krishna, things which are favorable, rejecting things which are not. But I think it's going to be late, so I will not discuss. I would love to, but I can conclude with just 2-3 points. One point I want to make is the horses over here are taking the same theme of surrendering to Krishna, becoming a servant of Krishna. The horses over here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, are from Vaikuntha. And they cannot be bewildered by any darkness. So Krishna is driving the horses and it's very dark and the horses are behaving. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, they are doing like this, they are acting so that devotees who read this pastime in future, they enjoy, oh, what happened? There was darkness and the horses got bewildered. And then Krishna had to throw his Sudarshan. Wow, what an adventure. The horses are devotees of Krishna. There is Shaibya, who is green in color, Sugriva, who is yellow, Megapushpa is a cloud blue, Balahaka is actually white in color. His horses are individuals, they are persons. They have, and foolish people say that Krishna is impersonal. Even his horses are personal. Huh? How can you say Krishna is impersonal? They say Tattvamasi. That. They do sambhodan to Krishna as that and this. And I was remembering a poem in my school. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown. Jill came tumbling out after. Huh? That and this went up for bliss in Brahmavad. And Jack fell down with a big frown. Because then you don't get bliss in Brahman, then you come down. And Jill came tumbling after. You come down and Prabhupada says they come down and open hospitals and institutions and so on to take bliss. So if Krishna's horse is a person and Krishna's personal form, there is actual bliss. And becoming a servant of Krishna is the real bliss. And becoming the servant of Krishna actually gives really, really lot of bliss. So Krishna's horses, they are persons. And they, how do they serve him? By becoming subordinate to him. Going according to Krishna's plan. Krishna has a plan for every individual. All we have to do is flow according to his plan. Initially it is bewildering like the darkness. But if you just act properly. See, the supporting actors have to be, there's a very important role for supporting actors in a drama. We see that Krishna decides to kill Jarasandha. And then he makes a drama where all Arjun, Bhima, they all dress up as Brahmins and they go for a fight. They're all supporting actors and they support Krishna. Krishna decides to kidnap Rukmini. And he goes over there and Rukmini has sent a letter and she is acting that she's going to get married to Shishupal. So she's like, externally, okay, no problem. Internally, I have to put up my act properly. And when Krishna comes, she does the real scene. She jumps with him in the chariot and runs away. Krishna tells Arjuna, I want you to act. Become a sadhu. Go to Balramji's house and kidnap my sister Subhadra. Arjun, what? Fool Balramji, you know what? And Arjuna just, he has a big beard, goes as a sadhu, stays with Balramji very nicely. Balramji is so happy, he likes to serve sadhus, and he sends Subhadra, go and serve him. And Subhadra is serving him. and then one day kidnap, run away. Krishna himself, he does all this and he teaches the devotee also, Arjuna. So the supporting actor has a very important role. I have lot of experience of supporting actors goofing up. I'll tell one or two. We had an IYS Yatra many years ago in Chitrakoot. I'll mention names of my friends. We were going to do Ramayan and on the banks of the river. And in that drama, I was not able to get actors because I was the director. The worst drama I ever directed. With brahmacharis as the actors. Very difficult. And then we had to force. Baldev Prabhu became Lakshman. And we forced Braj Bihari Prabhu to become Ram. So even before the drama, there was a fight that I'm not going to become Ram. I don't want to act. And Lakshman is fighting with him. You have to become Ram. Otherwise, you know, I'm the manager. So then, with all the troubles, the drama started. But Ram was very angry on Lakshman. And he had to take revenge. So Lakshman came to take blessings from Ram in the drama to go and kill Meghnad. Akinchan Krishnaprabhu was Meghnad. And they were wearing wigs with a jata on top. And when Baldev Prabhu as Lakshman went to take blessings, Bhaiya, give me blessings, and bent down. So Ram, he caught his jata. Yes, take my blessing. And when he bent down, the wig came out and Lakshman was bald standing there. Then he had to pull out his wig and put it. So they were fighting in the drama. So much of. And I was shouting, come on, you have to act seriously. Then all of a sudden there was Kumbhakaran, that was Murari Gupta Prabhu. And he had two bisleri bottles cut into half and put like this on his head. And Ram came to fight with Kumbhakaran, and Kumbhakaran got literally wild. He took two, three bisleri bottles and hit Ram so bad, Ram ran away. So I said, Raman is going in a different place. You all are supporting actors. You have to work together. You have to learn to work together. Then ultimately, Baldev Prabhu as Lakshman had to come and kill Meghnad. So he came. Meghnad was sitting very seriously. But Baldev Prabhu, the way he entered the scene was, he started jumping here and there. Meghnad! And Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, looking at him, started laughing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And the scene was flopped. So I said, my God. Another time we had a drama and Ravan was killed. I think it was Banki Bihari Prabhu. And he really liked this Jayadev Goswami's, the Dashavatar Stotra. He loved it. And he was resisting himself during the practice. So we had told him, Prabhu, when the drama, final drama, don't goof up. So he was killed as Ravan is killed. And he had the arrow in his hand. This is right in the Birla Matushri. On the stage. And then the Dashavatar Stotra started. Keshavadrita Narahariru. And Ravan started shaking the arrow with his hand like this. And it was all, everybody is watching, that's the last scene. Another time the sound system people goofed up. One devotee was becoming Ravan and he said, I want the best music when I enter. And he entered and he just entered. And when he sat down, and Ravan's face was, oh, they goofed up. So, a das means somebody who doesn't goof up. Somebody who can be a good supporting actor in a plan of Krishna? It is very difficult. I know I have goofed up many times. I'm talking for myself. I can just give a list of all the services that I did and I did not become a das. But amazingly, Krishna is always giving more and more opportunities. Krishna is most kind. His devotees are most kind. Whatever happens, we should never ever ever think giving up Krishna and Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. This is the place where you can goof up and still become rectified. There is no other place. Outside of this, no other place. It's the best place. There may be other places where you can progress and go back to Godhead. I'm not saying there's the only place to go back to Godhead. But this is the fastest. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful and Srila Prabhupada is very merciful and his followers are very, very merciful. So if we can just stay under their association and guidance and not goof up, be a good supporting actor. Tolerate our ego. Be intelligent. Even Jayadeva Goswami, whose disappearance day is today, was writing Gita Govinda, working on that, and he wanted to write that just the thought came that Krishna is serving Radharani and becoming her servant, putting his head at her feet. And I said, how can it be possible? How can Krishna be the servant? How can I bring down his position? I just went for a bath. And Padmavati's wife was cooking. And suddenly, Jayadev Goswami comes back very soon from his bath. It's actually Krishna, disguised as Jayadev Goswami. And he wrote the point over there that Pada Pallava Mudaram, that actually Krishna is the servant of Srimati Radharani, servant of his own servants. And he went back. And when Jayadev Goswami came back and he said, give me prasad, she said, you already took. Padmavati served Krishna. Krishna took nice prasad, wrote the point and ran away. And Jayadev Goswami said, what? You already served me? Let me check. And he saw that this point was written and he was in ecstasy. And he told his wife, you actually served Krishna. I was thinking of this point, but... So even Krishna, he wants to serve and assist. And that's the safest. It is difficult, but if one can learn to flow in Krishna's plan, be a good supporting actor, then the future is very bright. And actually it is very blissful. Even in movies you see, heroes come and go, but supporting actors are there throughout. They resist, they stay. One nice statement I like to end with. In one class, Radhanath Maharaj was giving a class and one counselor asked a question. He said, what if I am trying to preach to my counselee, but he's creating so much a problem, he doesn't listen. Then Maharaj said, you do your duty. If you are sincere, you are genuine, and you do your duty, whatever happens to your counselee, you will go back to Godhead. And then Maharaj said something else. He said, and if you are wrong, you are envious, you have the super controlling mentality, you are actually in the wrong direction, you are problem maker. But if your counselee is sincere and honest and he follows you, whatever happens to you, he'll go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Pran Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much for tolerating. Hare Krishna.